This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I'm with Barry Toyonaga. Barry, you're with Kent Bioenergy. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
So, Barry, we're actually in San Diego, and I'm participating in an LG tour, and you're a very unique company that we visited in the sense that your history with LG actually comes back from wastewater.
That's
and your
right.
experience in fish farms. So could you actually start off and tell us a little bit how your company got started and sort of the work that you're doing
sure.
in that area?
Yes. No, our background really does come from a farming background. It's an aquaculture business. The founders of the company were aquaculturists from the mid-70s, and in the early 80s decided to employ all of the technology they had studied and done research on in the university systems locally to create a aquaculture business to supply fresh fish to high-end restaurants and that market. The two founders, Jack Van Olst, Jim Carlberg, chose a site out by the Salton Sea, eastern part of Southern California, because of the cost of land, the availability of labor out there, and the fact that the groundwater was available for general agricultural purposes. But in Southern California, the need to recycle water and not be wasteful forced the company over the next two decades to learn how to recycle that water. And because of their technical background, they began to use algae as a way to clean the water that the fish had otherwise polluted. Leftover fish food, just secretions from the fish themselves, created a wastewater stream, a polluted wastewater stream, that the algae were particularly well suited to naturally digest those dissolved nitrogen, phosphorus, and other organic materials. And the system works because we're able to harvest the algae out of the water, leaving behind clean water for the fish to then live in again.
Now let's talk about that. So algae harvesting, you know, when you talk to a lot of companies, they say one of the biggest challenges that this industry needs to overcome is harvesting.
Right.
And your company, by necessity, in developing this wastewater, using algae for wastewater treatment, has had to learn how to harvest.
That's right.
So you're probably further along than anybody in the world in this. So can you talk a little bit about what you've discovered on the harvesting
sure.
side?
Sure. We can't describe it in great detail because this is proprietary information, but it's a method that evolved over the course of, I would say, 15 years at least. And so that's where the value has been derived. It's come from people that grow things in water for a living, and after watching algae being grown for the purposes of cleaning water for 15 plus years, we began to make observations on how these algae grow, die, and generally live. We began to notice certain trends, the ability of conditions to be manipulated on a large scale, not employing very much energy or chemical additives, but we learned how to manipulate the environment of the water so that these algae would settle. And algae don't naturally want to settle because they need the sunlight near the surface of the water to survive. So we taught them, literally, like a farmer in any kind of agricultural business teaches its crops what to do to make them more harvestable. Our fish farmers taught the algae what to do when they wanted it to be harvest time. So we learned how to manipulate the environment of the algae, the ponds, so the algae would settle. And if we placed a motorized conveyor belt at the bottom of where these algae were settling, then the conveyor belt pulls the algae straight out of the water. So we employ very, very low energy methodologies. We don't use more chemical additives to force this, as is popular today. Certainly with money and technology, you can find alternative ways to harvest. But for the commodity products that many of us in the algae industry are interested in developing, every penny that is spent on the creation of the biomass is going to eat away at the commercial viability of the end product. So we think we've got one of the lowest cost, if not the lowest cost, method of harvesting at a scale compatible with commodity products.
So now, once you've harvested the algae, there's several different co-products or different streams.
Right.
Some you mentioned in a conversation offline may not be applicable to animal feed because of the fact that you're pulling this from wastewater. But that aside, what are some of these other waste, or what are some other co-products you can then create after you've harvested?
And you're right. It depends on where the nutrients came from that grew the algae. So if you happen to be taking wastewater, let's say from a river that's highly polluted with heavy metals, that would not be the first choice to grow algae for a nutraceutical or food additive. It's probably really inconsistent. However, there are wastewater streams that, for example, maybe just normal agricultural runoff, as the similar to the one that we studied ourselves here, where most of the waste is just unused fertilizer coming straight off of farmland. And so if our algae are just recapturing the unused fertilizer and then we're harvesting that algae, it's really a renewable resource for fertilizer. So we have, in fact, over the years, given the algae that was grown on agricultural runoff back to the same farmers, and they reapply it to their fields. So it's a wonderful way of reusing materials that weren't completely used in the first place. I think there are other nutrient sources, and I mentioned one earlier, where we could consider using organic waste. And we're not the first people to think of this, but we're one of many that pioneered the thought that there's a renewable resource that mankind creates. All of its waste that's of an organic or compostable nature would make a perfect nutrient source for growing algae. If we took that organic waste and processed it with our algae, I think that output could be very compatible with a food additive application, because we can monitor the inputs. We know how clean or how contaminated the inputs are, and then we would have quality control points along the way to ensure the food quality of the output. We have to remember that a lot of organic waste is used as fertilizer, and so it wouldn't be a new application. It would be a better way to capture the nutrient value in that spent organic waste. So we're talking about things like output from huge grocery stores, for example, like a Costco or a Walmart, where just truckloads of lettuce and other things just aren't really utilized fully. Reusing that to make a food additive wouldn't be a bad thing. I think it could be a really important recycling activity, which right now goes into landfills and is the most wasteful application.
Well, we only touched on a little bit of what you do, so where can people go to get more information about
it?
So
our website, we try very hard to keep up to date, www.kentbioenergy.com. You'll find us there. And I think if you have any other questions, then you're welcome to call or write us at the company.
Great. Thanks, Barry. Let's keep in touch.
Thank you very much.